Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive to left field. May throws towards the infield. Jansky fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jansky. Harper moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobley for the out. Harper moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Snyder scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is hit by the pitch. Walton moves to third. McNerney moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Brabander reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to third. Josephson moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Berry reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. Josephson scores. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walton strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goosen hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Alves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brabander hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walton. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Walton steals second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNerney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goosen is hit by the pitch. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Jainsky hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. John Gelner now pitching. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. May steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jellner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Walton reaches second base with a double. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Jainsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for John Gelnor. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Harper reaches second base with a double. Kubiak scores. There goes Rollins trying to get to home. May throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Josephson, who tags Rollins, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Wayne Cummer pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing right field. Steve Hobley now playing center field. John Morris now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 4 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobley moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walton strikes out. 1 out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McNerney strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobley scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Marty Patton pinch runs for Greg Goosen. John Kennedy pinch hits for John Morris. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.